You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Waking up on Monday, and the coffee just can't quite wash away last night's six-pack of hams. But Tuesday brings the promise of making things all right, but you still drive to work in your family's minivan. The doctor calls on Wednesday, right before your flight, to talk about your colorectal exam. To work on Thursday and your boss is all uptight, 'cause you didn't push your best-selling brand. But now it's the Friday drive and it's story time. Yes, it's story time. The one time a week when you can truly plan to kick back and listen to story time. Yes, it's story time. We're pushing it out on every airwave we can. We're on both 105.1 and 1080 The Fan.
All right.
Carlos, Global Sports Radio Network.
Dude, how great is that?
Dude, that is a quintessential 80s TV theme song right there.
And that's exactly what he said.
Yes.
He wanted. So this was last week on our show with Joey and Buck's trying to get him on the horn right now. But he said, not a jingle.
No.
He wanted an old school
theme song.
Since we changed to FM,
yeah.
He's like, we can no longer do his,
Time with Joey on 1080.
We got to change it up.
Yeah.
So he wrote that. That's him on piano. And I wonder who was playing the drums there. Maybe his kid or something.
That's maybe just a little drum machine. You know, like on a keyboard or whatever, you can put a backbeat to it.
He recorded that. And that's the first I've heard of
that's
heard
fantastic.
It. Very good.
It had, I think there was some. There was a Cheers element to that. Like that's,
yeah.
I think that was the base of it.
Now, wait, can we play that again?
Do we have him or are we still?
No, we don't have him. We're having issues with our phones, which is wonderful. Yeah, but I have that again. Hold on.
Okay,
one second.
More time. I thoroughly.
I wasn't even prepared.
No,
for that.
And that was a whole thing.
on the fan.
We're doing great, guys.
Waking up on Monday, and the coffee just can't quite wash away last night's six-pack of hams.
That's an homage to you.
Tuesday brings the promise of making things all right, but you still drive to work in your family's minivan. The doctor calls on Wednesday, right before your flight, to talk about your colorectal exam. You're back to work on Thursday and your boss is all uptight, 'cause you didn't push your best-selling brand. But now it's the Friday drive and it's story time. Yes, it's story time.
You got me?
The one time a week when you can truly plan to kick back and listen to story time. Yes, it's story time. We're pushing it out on every airwave we can. We're on both 105.1 and 1080 The Fan. part of the Fans Global Sports Radio Network.
How about that?
I love that.
And here is the artist himself, Joey Harrington. Wow, that's great.
Of all the times for my phone not to work.
I know.
I was literally like, Buck and I were like, so did it just go? Like, what happened?
Well, we played it twice.
Yeah, we played it twice. And I...
Oh!
Dude, sir, bravo. You said you were going to cook up something, and brother, you delivered.
Yeah, it's great.
Yes.
Now, tell us the story behind that.
The story. Well, so I got off the phone last week, and... I was like, well, I was thinking, okay, I could kind of work this along. And you said, no, you have to be Friday. So I was like, okay, great. So let's get to work. I had the music written probably by, this was last Friday, probably like Saturday at noon. And it was originally kind of, you know, the, not Facts of Life, Family Ties.
Yeah.
It was kind of like a slower bossa nova, like, you know, it had a nice little, you know, a little syncopation to it. I was like, okay, that's the direction we're going to go. And then I heard some, I was listening to Family Matters and trying to work some. I was like, maybe I could get some Hammond B3 organ in there and then Boston. And then I tried to sing it over the top. I was like, man, I'm a horrible singer. And so that was way too slow, and it would have had like all of these like holding out kind of notes. And so then it just kind of shifted and evolved, and it kind of took more of like a Cheers-ish kind of, I don't know, like how it kind of happened, well, but that, it was a journey.
That's what I, when I heard it, my first thought was, I thought that had the bones of Cheers, which, by the way, is my favorite sitcom from my childhood, which it hit me where I needed
it to
be.
Well, and the piano.
Yes.
Yeah, that helped.
Yeah.
Now, did you have, who was on drums there? Was that a machine? What was that?
So I was actually sitting out at Tualatin Hills Parks and Rec out at the field out there during Jack's soccer tournament last weekend. And I kind of like, so that's the other thing is like, I can't just sit down on a piano and like play it. It's like I had to make it right. And so it's trying to figure out the GarageBand app. So I was like, well, I figured out how to play the drums on the app. And so I was like sitting there on my phone, like ding, 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 ding. You know, I was like working on the cymbal. Okay. Then, but the problem was every time I recorded another track onto it, like the drums, like, became kind of echoed out. And so it was, you know, it was a journey. It was a journey, but I did do all of the pieces. I did call, I called a couple friends. I was like, hey, do you know anybody like recording, you know, who has, you know, like studio stuff. And it just ended up being too tough. So I just tried to figure it out on my own.
Well, you know, we have a studio down here.
Yeah. And we, you know, it's, you know, somewhat professional.
Why didn't you call us? You could have come down.
Cause
here.
You don't play the drums or the bass.
Yeah,
it's the musicians that I needed.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh,
yeah.
I see what you're saying. Yeah. You wanted to go lay it down like with
Rick Rubin. Know, lay the exactly. Go to like the Beat Laboratory and you know have someone actually play the drums.
Okay,
well, I could play like a mean tambourine for you. That's about the most I can do.
Well, you are quite a composer. That is amazing.
I love it,
and I do love. I love it too, and I think a Grammy is in your future. Thank you.
I tried to, you know how a lot of like 80s sitcom theme songs have a theme, but you know, this was like, hey, it's Friday, it's the Friday drive time, the rest of the week sucks.
Yes.
Like, hey, but now it's okay. Yeah, exactly. Like there's always kind of that okay, it's going to be okay feeling to the 80s theme songs.
Absolutely.
You know? It's the place that where everybody knows your name. Yeah. Like it's
uplifting.
It makes you feel good.
In the end, it's uplifting after your colorectal exam.
Well, I enjoyed that you threw in a sixer of hams. That was near and dear to my heart.
Well, I was trying to, you know, because again, like you got to, everything was off of ing. And like fan, so everything had to be like an am or an, and then an ing. And so I was like, okay, well, let's see. You know, kind of had to work those in two together. I was like, Monday, waking up in the morning after what? After like too much bourbon? What, like a Chardonnay? No, it's a six pack of hams. There you go.
Well, and I'd say, so the bar that I drink at, shockingly enough, the they have like three beers on tap, and one of those is ham. So that's whenever I go to my local drinking establishment, that's I get a pitcher of hams.
All right. Well, let's get on track here. We were a little behind because we had some phone issues, but
we had to play the song twice, of course.
Well, yeah, I needed to hear all the intricacy, you know, the lyrics, and I wasn't even prepared.
No one was.
Buck hit us with it, and I was like, oh my God. So we heard it twice, but now that we've got that played, and we'll hear that, that'll be your open every week now. Thank God we don't have to do one, because it would be way worse than that.
Yes.
There is a list that you are on. Mm-hmm. It is the top 25 ducks of the last 25 years.
It's a definitive list. Apparently we can't argue with it.
And I am curious who your list would include.
Well, who does this list come from?
Well, I'll tell you when we come back.
We'll talk about it.
And I am also very curious as to your thoughts on where you fall on the list, because I thought, quite frankly, you were a little low.
Well, I'll tell you what. There's two in the top 10 that I...
You got some issues with?
I got some issues. I got issues.
All right, so we'll get to that next with our friend Joey Harrington, former Ducks quarterback, former Lions quarterback, here on 105.1 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What? What? All right, we're with Joey Harrington. Story time here each Friday, 5:30. Brought to you by Mods PDX. And yes, There's a list here, Joey, of the top 25 ducks of the last 25 years. It was put together by Ducks Wire and someone named Zachary Neal.
Oh, I know Zach.
Okay.
Yeah, good dude.
Hold on.
Let me ask a question here, though.
Okay.
Before we get into this, what's the criteria? Because if we're going to make a list, if we're going to critique a list, we have to have a criteria. Are we talking about greatest ducks while in Eugene? Are we talking about greatest ducks with pro careers?
No,
are
this
we
is talking not pro. About
this is as ducks.
This is it says it's safe to assume we're looking at the nation's best in this millennium. Oregon belongs in the conversation. Who are the best players to help get Nike University in that conversation? To celebrate the quarter century mark, we're diving deep into the question over the next month as we approach. And basically,
so we're talking about getting Oregon into the conversation, like what the impact of what they did at the school.
Simply says they have had memorable and beloved players over the years who will live on forever in some way. Who is the best of the best? This is
Marcus.
The 25 best players over the last 25 years. That is the criteria.
Got it.
You said, did you just say Marcus?
Yeah. I mean, we're all just shooting for two.
Yes. Yeah. He is number one.
And that you can't debate that.
Okay.
No. I would probably say that I'd probably say two is LaMike.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Yep.
Two for two. I would. And so
why,
here's the
why
thing
do you say
is
that?
Like and this is kind of the why I wanted to clarify beforehand. LaMike won the Dilk Walker.
Yes.
Well, Mike won, like, so he, Marcus won the Heisman Trophy. Like, I was a finalist for all of these things, but I didn't actually win them, right? Mm. So there is some validity to, or there's some weight that comes with, like, hey, you won the school's first Doak Walker Award.
That's fair.
Like, and there's a lot of good backs.
And if he would have stayed for his fourth year, he would have been the all-time leading rusher in college football history.
And he himself was a Heisman candidate with Cam Newton.
He has to sum it up, he has the second most career rushing yards in Oregon history. He has the second, fourth, and sixth most single-season rushing yards in Oregon history. Again, second, fourth, and tenth most single-game yards, second in career touchdowns, and 10th most career touchdowns in Oregon history for any player. So, I mean, he's...
Yeah, no, that's the right choice. And now's where we start to get into, like, the gray area. And I honestly think, I don't want to say that recency bias is going to play into this. The one that I always have the hardest time with is Justin. Is Justin is going to end up being, you know, likely, I mean, if he continues on this trajectory, does he end up as an NFL Hall of Famer? I mean, is that the trajectory that he's on? He's sure a hell of an NFL Pro Bowler, right? Yeah. Which neither of the guys before, and, you know, unless we're talking about, you know, Patrick Chung and, you know, some of the great, you know, some of those, you know, like, but he didn't win the Davey O'Brien, did he?
No, I don't think so.
He didn't. He won a Rose Bowl.
Mm-hmm. The last year.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, in terms of, like, overall trajectory of career, I think there was a lot of, like, what's really going to happen for the first, like, two or three years, right? And part of that had to do with coaching turnover and all that stuff. But I think Justin's, shine is probably best going to be from his NFL days.
And this is, you're funny, because when I said I had a couple problems with the top 10, this is my biggest problem.
He's number three.
He's number three, and that's not that I have. That,
I think you're number three, honestly.
I wouldn't argue with that. In the sense that, that was the kind of the question of, like, what was, if the point of this is getting Oregon on the national college football landscape, I would argue that our team, our three-year stretch there was the most, while there are plenty of other steps along the way, the Musgrave years, the, you know, the Kenny Wheaton, you know, those two, the back-to-back Cotton Bowl, Rose Bowl, obviously the national championship where Michael Dyer was down. But our group, I would say, probably had the singular most biggest impact in all of that. So it comes down to this. I was a finalist for the Davey O'Brien. I was a finalist for the Heisman Trophy. I was a finalist for the Maxwell, but I didn't win any of them, right? I was offense or a Pac-10 player of the year, you know, so was Justin. But then you're getting in a
Some of that, though, is individual. But just keep it on you for a second. Some of that is, and that's true, that's all weighted here. But I think what you have that no one else has, and I think you were just kind of alluding to it, is you guys teed it up for all the players that we've mentioned so far and right. The players that we're going to keep mentioning. I mean, you were it. And it's not always about individual awards. You won one of the biggest games, one of the most memorable big games in Oregon history, and it meant, like I feel like, we go back to the Kenny Wheaton's going to score play, right? Like, obviously a seminal moment in Oregon Duck football history. Mm-hmm. But I think you guys going in and kicking the crap out of Colorado in that game was also one of those moments. And I don't know that anybody else here has that.
Yeah, and I was going to say, the irony is Kenny Wheaton's moment is so impactful, but he was the second best DB on that team.
Who was first?
You know? Alex Molden.
Yeah. Oh, Alex. Okay.
Right. So there's, you're right in that there is, it's not, that's why I kind of, I wanted to, you know, quantify or qualify, which one do you use? Quantify what we're talking, how we're ranking.
Well, I just think,
hell, Haloti is arguably like the most talented, like the most incredible duck ever.
He's number five.
Well, this is my rub. And, and I look, I was not the biggest Justin Herbert guy in college. Obviously, Justin Herbert has gone on to had a phenomenal NFL career and showed me, but he was never an All-American and he was an All-Conference player one time. And how can Haloti Ngata and Penei Sewell? Penei Sewell is one of the, I mean, he's Jonathan Ogden in college good. Penei Sewell, from the moment he stepped on the field at Oregon, was one of the three or four best linemen in the country. He was only the second unanimous All-American to ever come out of Oregon. He won every award you could have. So, and Haloti Ngata is, again, the Penei Sewell on the defensive side of the ball. I don't understand how Justin Herbert, who made an all-conference team one time, never was an All-American, how you're ranked ahead of Haloti Ngata and Penei Sewell that will be generational players.
Yeah, no, I would agree with that. And again, back to the context of the whole list, is I think Justin, you know, potentially could end up being the greatest pro duck to play or the most impactful. But yeah, I mean, I would agree with your assessment that, you know, there are plenty of, if we're working off of the impact that they had while at Oregon and the impact that they left on the school, I would agree, but okay. I would think that there will be other people ahead of him.
So this is our friend Joey Harrington. We're talking about a list put out by DucksWire, and you said Zachary Neal, and it's the top 25 ducks of the last 25 years. Here are the top 10. You are number 10 on the list, which I think is entirely too low, because again, for me, it's more about, I weigh more moments.
Yeah.
And just, you know, just the idea that an Oregon player was on a billboard in New York, on the side of a building or a billboard, whatever it was, in New York City for the high, I mean, dude, and then to back it up in that Colorado game, that was, that right there deserves, I think you should be higher. But they've got Dennis Dixon, number 9, and he was awesome, but what is his, I mean, the thing that I remember about Dennis Dixon is getting hurt.
Yep.
Number 8 is Jonathan Stewart. 7 is DeAnthony Thomas. 6 is Kenyon Barner. 5, Haloti Ngata. 4, the one guy we haven't mentioned yet, Royce Freeman.
Yeah.
3, Justin Herbert. 2, LaMichael James. And number 1, Marcus Mariota.
And yeah.
Buckner is 11. Penei Sewell, 12. Bo Nix, 13, and so on.
I just love the fact that one of two unanimous. This is just goes. Maybe my rub is because I'm an old lineman, but how one of two unanimous All-Americans in the program history is 12th, someone needs to explain that to me.
Yeah. Nice. I'll talk with Zach. There's some issues there.
So good.
Other influential players that you think, like, because there are other...
Here's the thing. Like, Dennis's season was going to be epic.
Yeah.
But two things. One, he didn't finish the season by no fault of his own. And two, he platooned back and forth with Brady Leaf for 3 years.
Yeah.
Right. So he really didn't, the job was really only his for one season. He had that one season and it was tremendous for nine games. Mm-hmm. What were some of the other, who was
Jonathan Stewart, DeAnthony Thomas, Barner, Freeman, a lot of running backs in the top 10.
Yeah. See, I would absolutely have Kenyon. It's another thing too. Like, I'm curious, Royce is a great, is he the leading rusher? In
yeah. He program's all time leading rusher.
He stuck around all 4 years. And so he owns, he owns every record, but he was the only guy that stayed for the whole time.
Right. So how do you value that versus,
I'll tell you right Jonathan now, Stewart? In my mind, I feel that Jonathan Stewart, Kenyon Barner, and I think DeAnthony Thomas,
Mike,
I think they're all, I would put them all ahead of Royce Freeman. Not that Royce wasn't great. I think Royce was a bit of a compiler. And I'd just say for the impact, DeAnthony Thomas, and I know he was kind of a jack of all trade, but dude, that guy was lightning in a bottle. And I just think he had a bigger impact. He wasn't the bell cow that Royce Freeman was, but I just think there's something to stick around for 4 years and putting up a lot of yards as opposed to Jonathan Stewart. Jonathan Stewart was a better player than Royce Freeman.
I would 100% agree with that. Yeah, I mean, I think we're pretty much on the look. If you're going to ask me, I think you know where I fell. I would be happy. I would agree with somewhere in the 3 to 5.
Yeah.
Range, right? If you put Haloti in there, if you put, I would agree with your argument with Penei Sewell needs to be somewhere in, like, the guy was incredible. Yeah. And then you've got those three running backs. You've got Kenyon and you've got Jonathan Stewart. And I think I would put the two of them ahead of DeAnthony, just personally. Yeah.
Why would you? Because they were more every down players.
And I've got two other guys. So the last question I wanted to ask you was, like, maybe a more influential duck that doesn't get a lot of hype. Two guys that are on this list, but I think a little too low. One is Patrick Chung, who is number 20. I feel like he's higher. He should be higher. And two is Troy Dye. I thought Troy Dye's career at Oregon was quite memorable. I thought he was... I don't know, maybe it was just his personality, but he's number 22 on the list, and I felt like maybe he should be a little bit higher. Do you have a guy that maybe is more of an unsung duck of the last 25 years?
Unsung duck of the last 25 years.
And we'll see if he's on the list.
I've always loved Devin Allen, but I don't think he's going to make that. I don't think he's going to make in the 25.
He is not on the list.
One for me that it's kind of my unsung, and I only saw the top 10. I don't think Nick Reed gets enough credit. Nick was a 4-year player, but you know, great. Two of those, and he just, I don't know. Again, maybe one of those guys that now Oregon gets all the 5-star kids. Nick was a guy that was kind of one of those bridge guys between old Oregon and new Oregon. But dude, Nick Reed is last year.
He's number 17.
He's number 17.
Yeah.
Dude, Nick Reed was a beast at Oregon.
Was Keenan on the list?
No. Nope. No Keenan. You've got.
Because if we're going to talk about, I mean, the guy was a starter from day one. He was. I mean, talking about momentous plays in program history, that kick return against Oregon State was
exactly
multiple all-conference. Man, like, I don't know.
Again,
he wasn't flashy, but I, you know, I would put him up against just about, you know, with the exception of maybe, but even like Dylan, like, With the exception of a guy like Demetrius Williams, you know, because he was so big and explosive, I'd put Keenan up there with just about any wide receiver in the last couple decades.
Sammy Parker, speaking of wide receivers, he made the list at 21. Tez Johnson is on here at 23. Troy.
Well, see, there's the interesting thing is Keenan played ahead of Sammy for 2 years.
Yeah. I think you're right about Keenan. I had forgotten about him, but other receivers on here. Troy Franklin is 18, and they have Jeff Mail at 15.
Oh yeah, I forget about Jeff. Forget about Jeff.
But come
Mail,
on, man.
Josh Huff on the list.
Huff,
yeah, the Huffer.
He was good. No, he's not. T.J. Ward. I mean, come on, he was awesome.
Yeah,
he's 24th. So yeah. Well, you know, creates fodder.
Yeah.
Maybe it just speaks to how great the program has been, how many great players have come out of the program in the last 25 years.
It does. It's a tough. I mean, that's a tough ranking right there.
That is. I mean, just, you know, to say, I mean, you look at, take NFL careers aside, and there's been some really good ones. Yeah, I mean, that's a, it's a pretty good list. I would say maybe, you know, receiver maybe the thinnest, but, I mean, there's...
Kayvon Thibodeau.
Yeah, Thibodeau. I mean, there's some beef in up there too. And you know, I'm guessing that if you took 26 through 35, you could easily make the case that all of those guys belong in the top 25 as well.
I would agree with you.
Yeah, like Max Unger. Max Unger was real. And again, here I go back to my O-line.
Well, I was going to say, kind of a lack of alignment on this.
Yeah, and that's, and you know, you're going to get me started there on some rub. They've had some really good linemen that have rolled through there.
Is Hronus on the list?
No. Nope.
Yeah, no Grasso, no Max Unger. I mean, those guys are, again, all Americans. I just don't.
You need a sternly worded text to Zach.
Well, I think, unfortunately, I think when you're talking about greatest, then we just automatically go down to yards or sacks or whatever. But, you know, how can you have all these great backs and all these great quarterbacks and we have one guy blocking for him? So in all those years, you've had one all-time lineman at Oregon. And by the way, you have, what did you, 12th? What was...
Joey?
No, where was Penei Sewell?
Sewell, he was 12th, yeah.
Yeah, so the best lineman to ever come out of your school is 12? You want to talk about a little O-line, anti-O-line bias. Now you've got to be in my bond. I'm sticking up for my boys.
No, I think it's fair. All right, man. Have a great weekend. Great new theme song. And we'll talk to you next week. Thank you.
I got to admit, I'm kind of disappointed I didn't get to see the show.
Well, you know, we podcast the show.
Yeah, you can.
You can go listen to it.
And we did play
it.
I mean, we played it twice. We could play it on the way out.
No, but I mean, like, to be there with you.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
The point was to experience it with you.
It was going
to
be a moment.
Yeah.
Well, let's play it on the way out. Yeah, you want to play it again, Buck? Let's fire it off. Maybe somebody.
Okay.
No, I think we're going to do it. Yeah, here we go. Have a good one. Love you. Bye.
Yeah, love you too.
Wash away last night's six pack of hams, but Tuesday brings the promise of making things all right, but you still drive to work in your family's minivan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.